Hi, I'm Will Kane, and together with my mum and dad, Derek and Jane, we farm at Glendown Farm in Port St Mary. I'll be the ninth generation of my mum's family to have farmed here. We have 350 acres that stretches from the top of Port St Mary to the chasms and over to Craignish. We run 90 dairy cows, with all our milk going to Islamine Creamery, and 300 sheep with all our lamb going to Islamine Meats. We've been lambing for the past 3 weeks with the great help of my sister, who's on her Easter holidays from being a primary school teacher. The current weather would have been perfect for the reopening of our campsite for the summer and a busy spell of our self-catering holiday cottage. Unfortunately, we've been unable to open either at present due to the ongoing pandemic, but we hope that once this has all subsided, we'll be back better than ever. For anyone interested, we can be found on Facebook, Glendown Farm, or glendownfarm.com. Today has been spent getting our spring work done. David, that works for us, has been rolling barley seed in. We've been putting autumn calves out to grass, and the sheep and lambs have been moved onto new fields. We've just finished milking for the day, with all the calves and lambs fed too, before we head in for tea, ready to do our last check of the sheep at 10 o'clock tonight. We're very grateful to everyone buying and supporting local businesses and producers in these crazy times.
Hi, I'm Nikki.
And I'm Jane.
And we're going to be talking you through our Glendown Farm Recipe Challenge. Today we're challenging you to make a fruit crumble and ice cream. Now, fruit crumbles come in all different shapes, sizes and varieties, but today we're going to be discussing how to make blackberry crumble. Now, we've chosen blackberry crumble because not only is it my mum Jane's favourite crumble, but blackberries are something that you can find when you're out and about exploring our countryside. Now, as these normally grow mid-August to late September, the ones that you could use at the moment will be frozen blackberries. As once you've picked them, these can be popped in the freezer and used whenever in that year. So we're going to take 1 pound of blackberries, frozen blackberries, into a saucepan. And with the blackberries, we're going to put 6 ounces of sugar. Now, we're going to gently heat those until the sugar has dissolved and then bring it to boil for 5 to 10 minutes. Or until the fruit has softened. Then you're going to leave this to cool, as this is going to be used both in our ice cream recipe and in our fruit crumble recipe. The next thing you're going to make is our blackberry ripple ice cream. Now, for this you're going to need 4 Manx eggs separated, so separating the yolk from the egg whites, 3.5 ounces of caster sugar, or 100 grams, 10 fluid ounces of Manx double cream, which is 300 millilitres. The first thing you're going to need out of this is your egg yolks, and you're going to put these into a small bowl and whisk with a fork until they're all blended together. Then in a separate bowl, you're going to need to whisk the egg whites with an electric whisker this time until it's all stiff. Whisking on a maximum speed, add the sugar a teaspoon at a time, so slow and steady, until the whites are stiff and glossy so they have a nice shine. You'll see the difference. Then in another separate bowl, you're going to need to whip the cream until soft peaks form. Don't over whip it, as it makes it too heavy. Once you've whipped it until the soft peaks have formed, then you're going to fold in the egg whites. Now, it's really important that you fold it and don't beat it in or stir it in, as this will get rid of all the air that we need. Okay, so you're going to fold it in until it's nice and smooth. Once you've done that, in the same bowl, you're going to stir the egg yolks. And you're also going to add 2 tablespoons of our blackberry and sugar mixture that we made at the very, very beginning. And you're going to stir it in to make that rippled effect. Once you've put all your ingredients in and they're all mixed together, you're going to transfer that mixture into a freezer-proof container. And you're going to pop it in the freezer for a minimum of 24 hours. So it's important you make it the day before. Otherwise, you'll have no ice cream for your crumble. And then when you're ready for it, once it's been a minimum of 24 hours, you're going to remove it from the freezer 10 minutes before serving, and it makes the scooping easier so you don't break all your cutlery. I'm now going to hand over to Jane, who's going to talk you through the blackberry fruit crumble.
Now, to make a fruit crumble, I had to look through my recipe books because I just usually throw everything into a bowl. But looking back, I came across my school recipe book that I did in 1970, so that kind of puts my age on things. And what we needed was a 2-pint oven-proof bowl, which is 1.1 litres. And what we're going to do is put the blackberries that are remaining from your ice cream, so that should be nearly a pound, less 2 tablespoons of the blackberry mixture, into the bottom of the bowl. Then you're going to, in a bowl, need 6 ounces of flour, hopefully Laximil self-raising, or you can use plain flour, 3 ounces of Manx butter, and 3 ounces of caster sugar. And if you put them all in, lots of people say to do your flour and your butter separately, but I put them all in the bowl and then rub it all together. And if I'm really pushed for time, I put them in the electric mixer and mix it up for about a minute and a half. So it looks like fine breadcrumbs. Now then, if I'm making the blackberry crumble, I also add 1.5 ounces of porridge oats and just put it on the top. And if we're very lucky, I will put a little bit of demerara sugar on top to give it a nice crisp coating. And then I put it in a fan oven at 180 degrees centigrade for 25 to 30 minutes. Now then, if you can't get blackberries, another alternative is to use a tin of peaches, which is what we were told to bring to school in 1970. So you just put your tin of peaches in your bowl and then cover it with the crumble. And in that case, instead of using porridge oats, we used 1.5 ounces of coconut, desecrated coconut.
Why do you have the difference?
Because the porridge oats are a nicer blend with the blackberries than the coconut with the blackberries. I think that's a personal taste, but it's up to you. So, that's it.
Bon appetit!